This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News.
Several world dignitaries and leaders will be in attendance for former President George H.W. Bush's state funeral today. Presidents Trump, former President Obama, Clinton, and Carter will attend. Bush's son, former President George W. Bush, will eulogize his father. Jenna Bush Hagar tells NBC's Today Show the family has been overwhelmed by the outpouring of love and respect for her grandfather all week.
The beauty in it is that strangers stood on the side of the street in Washington, D.C., watching his casket go by and saluting him and waving, and that fills us up in our sadness.
After the memorial service, the former president will be flown back to Texas aboard the plane normally known as Air Force One, but renamed Special Mission 41 for the purpose. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is not recommending prison time for the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, citing his cooperation with the government. This is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. So I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
A former TV executive is in hot water over trying to erase sexual misconduct evidence against him. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
An independent probe has found that former CEO Les Moonves destroyed evidence and misled investigators following multiple accusations of sexual misconduct. The report finds CBS has the justification to deny and terminate him for cause. The outside law firms found Moonves engaged in multiple acts of serious, non-consensual sexual misconduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
At least 11 different brands of dog food are being recalled due to dangerous levels of vitamin D. Veterinarian Cheyenne Sims was on NBC explaining some of the symptoms you may see if your dog has been exposed.
Just lethargy, you know, kind of not feeling very well, loss of appetite. Sometimes they can vomit or have constipation.
A full recall list is available on the FDA's website. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Habits expert and New York Times best-selling author James Clear says one of the keys to a successful morning is finding a sacred space to prioritize your day. Clear is author of Atomic Habits, an easy and proven way to build good habits and break bad ones. He was on CBS This Morning and talks about some of the things that can be done to help you have a good morning routine.
You know, there is no one morning routine, right, that like successful people follow. It could involve meditation, it could involve exercise, it could involve writing down your to-do list and prioritizing your tasks for the day. There's no one single thing that people do. But I think that if you look at people who set their day up for success, one thing that they do have, no matter whether it's at home or at work, is some kind of sacred space to prioritize the day, to think about what do I need to get done today, what's going to set this day up for success, and they have that time kind of carved out.
And Clear reminds us,
a good morning starts the night before, because often, and this is especially true for parents, right, like you can have the best idea in the world for your morning routine, but your four-year-old doesn't care. They'll come in and derail everything. For many families, getting out the door feels like this race just to get to school or get things going in the morning. And if you can prioritize some of those things the night before, whether it's coming up with your to-do list for the next day or making lunches for the kids at school, things like that, the more that you can get done the night before, the more you can set yourself up for success.
And finally, Texas A&M will shut down on Thursday for the burial of George H.W. Bush. The university says all non-essential personnel at the College Station campus should avoid the area because of the funeral procession. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live.
America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, James Herson joins us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Let me say Merry Christmas to you. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, and Merry Christmas to you.
'Tis the season, is it not? In the midst of all that we've been dealing with, and of course, you know, as the sentiment and the memories of our 41st president continue to be shared. His final resting place, I guess, will be on Thursday of this week, right?
Yes. And, you know, he was known as a giving man, a man of class, a guy who served his country. But that didn't stop the panels on MSNBC and CNN from attacking him and implying that he was a racist because of an ad that Lee Atwater, his strategist, put up during his race with Michael Dukakis. And it was the infamous Willie Horton ad, which came into the public square by one Al Gore, who was running for president on the Democrats. Of course, they didn't talk about Al Gore. They only talk about George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, it's almost worthless to bring up those comparisons anymore because it's just a given. I mean, you know, conservatives are going to get hammered. You know, the media is anti-conservatism. End of story.
You know, they love dead Republicans, it seems.
Well, you know why?
All of them express their love after they're departed.
Well, they love them especially because what they've been able to find that in the grave, when they resurrect them, they become Democrats, and they're a powerful voting bloc. You know, as our good friend down in South Florida says, the one thing about the Democrats, they always say, "Wait until we get the we got the cemetery vote yet to come in." So when that's counted, then we'll we'll either do a victory lap or reluctantly offer up a concession speech. That could be taken back. It's subject to change, you know, because that's just the way they roll.
That's right.
Hey, but, you know, I sound rather cynical, and I shouldn't because it's the season for, you know, hope and faith and joy and peace on earth, goodwill to all men, right?
Yeah, so supposedly, yes. But, you know, at this time of year, of course, the politically correct Grinch comes in and always tries to steal Christmas. I thought it was interesting. There was a radio station in Cleveland, Ohio, that banned a song. Now, this isn't a Christmas carol, but this is a song that's typically played during the Christmas season It's called Baby,
It's Cold Outside. Yeah.
Now, Baby, It's Cold Outside is normally sung as a duet with a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. And the woman is saying, hey, it's time for me to leave. And the guy is saying, baby, it's cold outside. Maybe you should stay. Mm-hmm. And somehow, in the age of Me Too, they scrutinized those lyrics and they said that this song should be banned.
Yeah, they're hashtagging everything. I mean, Christmas music, you're hashtagging. You got too much time on your hands.
No, that's true. But there are people on the left who really want to destroy our heritage, to change it. But what's interesting, Baby, It's Cold Outside isn't just an ordinary song. This is a song that won the Academy Award for Best Song. Mm-hmm. This is a song that's been recorded by Ray Charles, singing with Betty Carter. Mm-hmm. It's been recorded by Rod Stewart and Dolly Parton. And get this, it was recorded by Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. Now she's going to try to, you know, get the copies of the recording. She sang it with Tony Bennett.
Right, exactly.
It was featured on the television show Glee with two men singing to each other, of course, for Glee. But now it's politically incorrect, and it gets narrower and narrower. And we've seen this, you know, it's come up with greetings. I mean, we normally, Christmas is a national holiday where people take off, and people of all faiths love the Christmas traditions.
Exactly.
They buy trees, they decorate trees, they exchange gifts, and they sing Christmas carols. And no matter what their background, maybe they have a different religious tradition than Christianity, but because of the Grinches out there, they want to banish Merry Christmas, and they want to replace it with something generic like Happy Holidays or worse. And
well, James, this is ridiculous. I mean, it's all a conditioning of our language, which is unfair. And enough of this stuff. I mean, look at, you know, I'm going to say Merry Christmas with all due respect and love and peace on earth, goodwill to men, and all that Christmas represents. That's what's in my heart. Excuse me. That's what I want to share with people. And I'm sorry that all the hashtaggers got to come out. But enough of this stuff. I mean, we have been tiptoeing around the tulips, walking on eggshells long enough. You know, this is all ridiculous. And, you know, we got to call it out for what it is, because what's happening, James, we're getting backed into a corner on this deal. It's like, you know, to hear some of these people talk about the new language. Now you got to, you know, people are woke, you know. Martinez, you're not woke up enough or whatever it is, you know. And you've got to use these specific sex-sensitive pronouns. If you use the wrong one, you can be held up for libel, and you can be sued, and you know, a red penalty flag, 15 yards put up against you. I mean, this is absurd. What's happening in our country?
It is. It's getting bizarre. People are getting fired for a single statement or a single tweet. But interestingly, when it comes to Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays, I guess one would expect this, but there's a poll that shows that about 2-1. Democrats favor Happy Holidays, and Republicans favor Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes sense that the left-wing Huffington Post would have an article basically encouraging parents to prevent their children from saying Merry Christmas. Don't say Merry Christmas because it's offensive, you see. And this was extended, this thinking, in a school in Virginia, which banned, you know, they always have a Christmas play, a pageant, if you will, and they feature Christmas carols. And they banned any Christmas carol that referenced Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we have this bizarre situation where they're going to have a Christmas event and ban the persons whose birthday they're celebrating.
Ban the baby
and
Jesus.
Look,
perfect. Yeah, that's great.
And this is this disinformation that the public has about the law. You know, this is people think that any Christmas carol or Christmas expression is banned from the public school, banned from places, governmental places. That's not true. The current law, it may not stay that way, but the current law is that Christmas carols, even if they have the name of Christ, do they have the name of Jesus, they're not something that is banned as long as they're presented properly as part of the cultural and religious heritage of our nation.
While a gang of thieves ransack the place, and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the American 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Chris Farrell continues with us, Director of Investigations, Research for Judicial Watch. Chris, as we were talking about this whole scandal, it should have been an incredible scandal, but once again, the DNC, the Democratic Party, and all the apparatchiks get cover by the mainstream media, and this guy gets away with basically a hand slap, which is unbelievable when you are understanding of all that, you know, as you say, the Imran brothers, the family, you know, what they were involved with.
And you have to also take into account the obstructionist mentality and tactics of the Democratic leadership, who did everything they could to thwart the House Inspector General and to really impose a lot of sort of pressure or influence when it came to not being forthcoming and thorough in the Inspector General's investigation with respect to how the server was handled, who had access to it. And even Debbie Wasserman Schultz was sitting around for, you know, months after everybody else had cut loose the Imran Alwan, the main leader of the Alwan Brothers operation. Everybody else had canceled their contracts and cut them loose. Debbie Wasserman Schultz kept them on the payroll practically up to the point where he tried to flee the country and was arrested.
Exactly. And this is, you know, this is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This is the DNC. Of course, they've been spoiled. They've gotten away with murder, as you say. Here it is. You know, everybody involved with Hillary Clinton, the email investigation, they get, you know, special exemption, get out of jail cards. Anybody associated with Trump, you know, they're being indicted and going to jail. I mean, where's the fairness in all this?
The disparity of treatment between sort of the anointed ones, right, the special category of Clintonistas, they are given, you know, deference and passes, and they are super, super accommodating to whatever it is that they're, whatever malfeasance that they're up to. Yet somehow, you know, when the lens is flipped around the other way, you know, you could have a deputy assistant something for President Trump who would, you know, get a jaywalking ticket. I mean, the level of scrutiny and enforcement is so disproportionately out of whack between the gangsterism of the Clinton crowd versus the trumped up, I don't mean that as a pun, but really right. The trumped up charges on Trump related people. It's a grave disparity of treatment.
Well, Chris, what do you make of the federal court ordering Hillary Clinton to answer additional email questions under oath? What's that telling
finally,
us?
Finally. Yes. This is exactly what I wanted to hear. I mean, look, we're the only people, and folks should pause and think about this. Not even the FBI. We're the only people to get Hillary Clinton under oath about her email server. Mm-hmm. The only. Mm-hmm. And she had written, she had answered under oath written interrogatories or questions that we had posed to her before. And they were woefully inadequate in their response. And so we had gone back to the court and said, look, we really need straight up legitimate answers to some of the questions. And so she is going to be compelled to answer additional questions from us under oath in writing, but they're quite important, and it really has to do with the establishment of her server and how it was done, you know, the decision to create it, the date it was done, who did it, how it was set up, and when it became operational. These are basic facts, basic details that she needs to answer. Mm-hmm. And she's dodged it so far, but not now. She's going to be under oath, and I'm quite proud of the fact that we're the only people in the country to ever get her under oath.
Yeah, when you think, you know, the FBI, could the FBI do that? They didn't do it. They should have done it.
They punted. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That is absolutely amazing. But again, as you said, the Clintonistas have their own form of government. They're considered the ruling elite, I guess. So there's special treatment for them. And then there's the rest of us minions, I guess, that are supposed to adhere to the rule of law and be prepared to pay the full benefit of any, you know, any infraction whatsoever. And when I say full, it's almost like it's not F-U-L-L, it's F-O-O-L, because you feel rather, you know, duped and fooled into all this stuff because of the double standard that continues to exist in our country. But it is this double standard, Chris, that is dividing us, that has us at each other's throats, because, you know, we can't get a straight answer from the queen of plausible deniability. We don't know what the, you know, you're sitting there going, wait a minute, this looks like a duck, it walks like a duck. I mean, I don't know how much more of a duck you need to see here, but you can't really, you know, pin the tail on the donkey, so to speak, with her, because we don't have her, you know, we don't don't have things nailed down. And up to now, it doesn't seem like the intelligence community or, you know, the FBI or CIA is concerned about anything that involves Hillary, whether it's this or, of course, you know, our favorite topic between you and me is Benghazi.
Sure. And look, here's the other thing. There's many, many people out there in the country with friends and family members who are involved in either law enforcement, the military, the intelligence services, people who have routine access to classified information. Perhaps they're even government contractors working on various projects. And each and every one of them, and frankly their inner circle, their family and friends, they all know what would happen to them if they had engaged in the sort of conduct and behavior, the security violations, the mishandling of defense information. They know what would happen to them when it came to, you know, their job, their family, their income, if they engaged in the same sort of conduct as Hillary. And because they know what would happen to them, when they see how she was treated and this past that was done, it sticks in their craw, and it won't go away. They want an answer. They want resolution.
Exactly. You know, I've likened it to, you know, when your kid has taken the cookie out of the cookie jar, and they have crumbs on their face, and they say, nope, I didn't touch it. I didn't even get close to it. You know they're lying, and it's just like, you know, it keeps you up at night because it's not a settled issue. And
yeah, because it's so insulting, frankly. Yeah, when someone lies like that, they're basically telling you that they think you're a moron, and that's why it's so insulting. Yeah.
Right. Well, I understand that Judicial Watch has had to file a lawsuit, again, regarding the maintenance of text messages as federal records and four records of the audit of communications of former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe because the FBI refuses to release them.
Yeah, this is more insanity. McCabe obviously is beyond being up to his neck. He's up to his eyeballs in hot water for his various conflicts and misconduct and leaking and everything else. And the FBI, I mean, when you apply the same rules to them that they would have applied to everybody else, they're very cute, and they try to dodge accountability or responsibility when it comes to the maintenance and production of their own record communications.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we get put in these positions where we have got to sue them to really call the attention to the court to compel them to produce the records that you and I are owed. And not, it's not a mother may I, they're owed to us.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing, you know, the arrogance that runs so deep. I keep seeing the face of John Koskinen when he was being, you know, grilled by Congress, asking him some basic questions about, you know, the IRS and why he couldn't turn or why he refused to turn over information and all these false promises and stuff like that. I mean, there was just blatant arrogance. Hillary Clinton, you know, there in that famous green outfit, you know, what difference does it make anyway? I mean, that is just incredible arrogance. I think it speaks volumes about the elites that we've allowed to run amok in our government, Chris.
You are correct, because, look, like I said before, these are the sort of self-anointed, you know, some of us are more equal than others, right? That's mm-hmm. their mentality, and they've become very used to a privileged existence where they're not really held to account, and they're used to a separate set of rules and behaviors on their part. And frankly, that's why I love what we do at Judicial Watch, because we get the documentation, we get the records, we make them all public, we educate and inform the public about what the government is really doing.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have the facts, once you have the documentation and the facts, you're armed in the sense of having knowledge and ability to go out and communicate with your elected leaders and tell mm-hmm. them, look, I've seen the records, I've seen the reporting, this is nonsense.
Well, that's great. He's the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Chris. All the best to you.
This report is brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. It's no surprise that the holiday season is retailers' most lucrative time. Holiday shoppers are constantly scouring brick-and-mortar stores, major retailers, and e-commerce sites to find the best deals possible. But what are our purchases revealing about our shopping habits and patterns? For more than 20 years, Cotton Incorporated's Lifestyle Monitor Survey has monitored consumer behavior and preferences to analyze the what, why, and how surrounding our shopping methods. Catherine Bruce, Manager, Market Insights in the Corporate Strategy and Program Metrics Department of Cotton Incorporated, discusses holiday shopping and how consumers plan to spend this holiday season.
From Black Friday and Cyber Monday to the rush right before Christmas, today consumers have more options to buy what they need and still stay on their budget. With the option of layaway, ship to store, and social media opportunities, we're seeing a change in consumer habits and high-cost items becoming more accessible.
For more information, visit lifestylemonitor.cottoninc.com.
USA Radio News.
Several world dignitaries and leaders will be in attendance for former President George H.W. Bush's state funeral today. Presidents Trump, former President Obama, Clinton, and Carter will attend. Bush's son, former President George W. Bush, will eulogize his father. Jenna Bush Hagar tells NBC's Today Show the family has been overwhelmed by the outpouring of love and respect for her grandfather all week.
The beauty in it is that strangers stood on the side of the street in Washington, D.C., watching his casket go by and saluting him and waving, and that fills us up in our sadness.
After the memorial service, the former president will be flown back to Texas aboard the plane normally known as Air Force One, but renamed Special Mission 41, for the purpose. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is not recommending prison time for the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, citing his cooperation with the government. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, listen, if you have medical health, Medicare health, or prescription drug plan, you only have until the end of the open enrollment period, which is December 7, to make changes to your 2019 plan. Even if you're happy with your current Medicare coverage, you might find something better. Every year, Medicare health plans change in cost, coverage, and participating providers. In fact, the projected 2019 average basic monthly premium for a Part D prescription drug plan is at the lowest rate since 2012. If you miss the open enrollment deadline, most people have to wait a full year before they can make changes to their plans. Julie Brookhart is joining us, and she's a spokesperson for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and she's here to talk about everything that you need to know about Medicare open enrollment period. Julie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you here to talk about Medicare open enrollment, which is coming to an end soon and very soon, right?
Yes. So the open enrollment period is every year from October 15th through December 7th, and that is actually just, less than a week away. And as you said, it is the one time of year that all Medicare beneficiaries can make changes to the way they receive their Medicare. There's, you know, actually different ways you can. You can be in traditional Medicare and add a prescription drug benefit or a plan to that, or you can choose a Medicare Advantage plan, which offers all of your Medicare Part A and B, your original Medicare. But a lot of times the Medicare Advantage plans will add additional benefits such as vision, dental, hearing coverage, and wellness, and they also most of the time will have your prescription drug coverage too. So it is important every year to take advantage of this time of year because, you know, those plans can change, their cost, coverage, provider networks, but also your needs can change every year as well. So it's important to take this time to make sure you're in the most cost-effective plans for you.
Okay. So what do Medicare beneficiaries need to do, and they need to do it if they haven't done it already, before this Saturday?
Yes. Yeah, so there are different ways you can get help. You don't have to do this alone. We have many resources. If you're computer savvy, you can go to Medicare.gov, G-O-V, and you can use the tools there. There's a Find Health and Drug Plan link in green, a button at the top of the page on the left, and you can actually do this plan finder search on your own. You just put in some information, such as your Medicare drug card number, the prescriptions you take, the providers you like to go to. It's going to pull up information on the most cost-effective plans for you, and it will compare it to what you already have. You can also, there are many resources, you can do this over the phone at 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227, and it is just 1-800-MEDICARE. But also, too, on the back of your Medicare handbook is a resource. It's called the State Health Insurance Information Program. There's one in every state, and they are unbiased counselors for free that help you compare plans, and they can do that over the phone or in person.
Mm-hmm. Now, who qualifies to participate?
Well, so Medicare beneficiaries, you know, those that are eligible for the program, usually it's the 65 and over, people that have paid into the system and are 65 and older qualify for Medicare. Also, some disabled folks do qualify for Medicare after they've been on Social Security for at least 24 months. And then folks with end-stage renal disease also qualify for Medicare. So it's those categories of people that are Medicare eligible.
Why is open enrollment important for people with Medicare, Julie?
Again, we want to make sure that Medicare beneficiaries are in the right plan for them. And there is this one time a year only to make that change. And a lot of times when we sit down with people and do this comparison every year, we're helping people get find plans that sometimes can save them thousands of dollars because they are in a plan that covers more of the prescriptions they take, those out-of-pocket costs. Those people are able to go to the providers that they want to go to and not have to, you know, change their provider every year. So they can, you know, every year do the cost comparison and search for a plan that works best for them. And some people will say, you know, why are there so many plans to choose from? And, you know, why isn't, you know, why isn't there just one Medicare that will cover all of the benefits? Well, basically, you know, Medicare is a government program, and we can't negotiate drug cost. We don't set drug cost. But keeping contracting with other Medicare or health plans that provide these benefits does provide a competition to help keep those prices low. And if Medicare beneficiaries are willing to shop around every year, you know, they can get into a plan that works for them in all the, in all those levels, the provider networks, the out-of-pocket cost, the coverage they want.
Right. We're talking with Julie Brookhart, spokesperson for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Open enrollment has been underway since October the 15th. It ends at midnight on Saturday, December the 7th, so it would behoove you, if you qualify for Medicare, to take advantage, make a phone call. I mean, what have you got to lose? I mean, it's incredible information here to find out, or if you need to update your Medicare enrollment subscription, you can make sure that you're getting the right information. And this is important. This is why we're bringing it to you today, and we appreciate Julie's time to come here and explain and encourage you to make a phone call or seek online information. And so, you know, the thing that I'm hearing, Julie, people are really have been, you know, benefiting a lot and appreciating, you know, Medicare Advantage. Explain to our audience the advantages of Medicare Advantage.
Yeah, so So Medicare Advantage, those are health plans that contract with Medicare to offer all of the benefits that original Medicare offers, so all of your Part A and Part B, your hospital and your outpatient doctor services. But they also usually offer extra benefits such as vision, dental, hearing, wellness. Most of them will offer the prescription drug coverage. With original Medicare, it doesn't cover those benefits, and so even for your prescription drug plan, you have to go out and get a separate Part D prescription drug plan. They do offer different benefits or additional benefits. You do have to pay that extra plan premium because you still have to pay your Part B premium because you're still in Medicare.
Right.
But you might have that extra premium. But a lot of times those are very nominal premiums, or they're zero. They sometimes have zero premium plans out there as well. And then the one caveat is that with those plans, you do have to stick with the providers in their networks. But a lot of times your provider may be in a network, one of the plans in your area. So if you're interested in looking, there's a plan that fits your needs. You could actually call up that individual plan and make sure before you enroll that, you know, the providers that you like to see are in that network. So it's kind of a plus, and you do, again, get those extra benefits, and you get all of your health care usually in one package.
Mm-hmm. Julie, got about a minute left. Where can people go for local help in their community?
Okay. Yeah, so you can call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. You can ask them to help you with the comparison over the phone. You can also ask them for your state health insurance assistance program, and that's those individual counselors. There's usually one in every community that can help you do this as well, and they can set an appointment to talk with you face-to-face or help you over the phone as well.
Julie, what...
If you're computer savvy, you...
Right, go ahead.
You can go to Medicare.gov and use the plan finder tool as well.
Final question, about 10 seconds left. What happens if people miss the deadline?
Well, it's the one time a year. December 7th is the deadline. You would probably have to wait until open enrollment next year, which is October 15th through December 7th.
Well, Julie Brookhart has been with us. She works for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services out of the Kansas City Regional Office. Julie, thank you so much for being with us. Great information here. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Five.com. Listen, if you have a Medicare health or prescription drug plan, you only have until the end of open enrollment, December the 7th, to make changes to your 2019 plan.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at CVS.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And I see how Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed. Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Glad you could join us as we continue to fight the good fight for freedom and the American way of life. Dan Mitchell is with us, chairman of the Center for Freedom and Prosperity. Dan, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing just fine. Good to be on the show.
Well, good to have you here. Let's talk about, the breaking economic news where we sit right now. I think to hear the mainstream media, the sky is falling. There's so much good news economically to talk about. It's almost like the mainstream media has to, on purpose, avoid any good reporting on this.
Well, there's no question that the media have an agenda, and they were willing to highlight any sliver of good news under Obama, and they want to make things look bad under Trump. I agree with that. Now, having said that, Trump may be shooting himself in the foot with some of this protectionism. There's no question that financial markets do not want a trade war, and if there is a trade war, the casualties will be American workers and consumers. So on that issue, I think the president is causing his own trouble.
How do we address then this, Dan? This is something previous presidents have talked about. The World Trade Organization didn't do us a whole lot of favor. They haven't really been policing this. China figured, well, what the heck, we're getting away with it. We'll just keep on doing it until somebody, complains about it. So now you have the president, calling China on, the theft of intellectual property, other things that they've been doing that really isn't fair from a business standpoint. And it's not principled, consistent with the WTO, is it?
No, it's not. And there are two strategies that I think the president and the Trump administration should be taking. First, we should go to the WTO. Yes, it's a slow process. Yes, it's bureaucratic. But 90% of the time when the U.S. files a case, we win it. And China does cheat. They have a bit of that mercantilism mentality in China. And also, we do have existing laws where if Chinese goods are made with stolen intellectual property, we actually have the pre-existing ability to sanction those goods. that rifle shot approach is not as appealing to Trump, I think, as sort of this grand, let's impose 25% tariffs on everything. But I think it would be much more effective because we would actually be punishing the things that are wrong, that China is doing incorrectly. And by the way, shifting back to the WTO, if we use the WTO to go after Chinese cheating, we would have the Europeans on our side. We would have the Japanese on our side. In effect, it could be Trump's version of the coalition.
Coalition, I was going to say, exactly.
Yeah, no. But again, that takes patience, and I think that's one thing that Trump might not have a lot of.
Well, and I agree. I think that I don't fundamentally disagree with your analysis and perspective on it. I am, for me, I think, it's worth the call here. Yes, there is things at risk here. Of course, what we'll find out is, in due time, is Donald Trump a genius? And, some of us that wanted to move a little bit slower, are we grateful for, the end game here? It's a matter of process. I think we all see that there's discrepancies. It's, how do we fix this? And I think that some of this is very difficult when like you say, things move very tediously with the WTO and other bureaucracies. And when you have presidents, in 4-year cycles, and even then it's not even fair to call it a 4-year cycle because, as we have just experienced, you get to legislate for a while and then you get to campaign. You get to legislate for a little bit and then you get to campaign again, So, how do you get these things done, when it's like your presidency is moving at the speed of light?
No, that's a very fair point. And, it's not as if there's a simple off the shelf solution that would be appealing, because if there was, presumably the people in the Trump administration would have put that in front of the president to utilize.
Now, or the previous or the previous presidents would have exercised it, right?
Yes, and in some small sense they did. It's not as if there were people in the Obama administration or in the George W. Bush administration who were not aware of these things, but so often something like on trade can get wrapped up into broader geopolitical issues. Well, should we go after China on trade when we're trying to, solve this problem in the South China Sea? And so politicians are always making trade-offs. And there's nothing unreasonable about that in principle. But I think a lot of people would also agree that maybe perhaps getting China to play fair, meaning true free trade, not mercantilism,
exactly,
should have been higher on the priority list. But when the economy is doing okay, a lot of times politicians just say, okay, we don't have to deal with that today.
Right, exactly. Well, Dan, being the optimist that I am, my dad always said I was the most optimistic of all his kids. I had hoped that my hope is that this will level the playing field in such a way that fair competition will exist, and under the umbrella of fair competition on all levels, then I start looking at some incredible creativity coming out of Japan, out of China, out of our European allies, others who have been taking advantage of, American R&D. And I think by the same token, it will raise the level of Americans who have a very competitive spirit. I think it's all in our DNA as as human beings, is that we love competition. Given a fair opportunity to compete, I think that, things, prospect wise look very bright. I think for the entire world, for that matter.
I would, in the medium term, I share your optimism. In the longer term, I'm very worried about demographic change.
Yes.
Our societies are getting older. We're having fewer children. We're living longer. Nothing wrong with either of those two things, but we have these gigantic tax and transfer welfare states that were predicated on ever-growing numbers of young people coming into the system. That's how basically how Ponzi schemes work.
Right.
And so in the long run, I do worry that, or you know, maybe even not so long run, we're talking 20 years here, we're going to wind up with the same fiscal problems they have in Greece. So I have complete faith. I share your total faith in the ingenuity of the American people, of the resilience of our system. I don't have a lot of faith in politicians to deal with the very big problems that are in the not too distant future.
This is why we have a government of we the people. If we the people do not participate in this, Dan, you're exactly right. The bureaucracy wins and will continue with the same old until we have an implosion here. I don't know. Maybe this is the season for we the people to become reactivated and participate in their government and insist on, you know, some of this chaos and insanity being vacated, and maybe we can do something good for all concerned here in this country. Dan, real quick here, we've got a couple of minutes left. As best you can, sum up to everybody this recent market sell-off. What do you understand this to mean?
Well, I think there are two factors in play. The first is that there's a lot of nervousness about a trade war. We saw in the 1930s when countries start doing this tit-for-tat protectionism against each other, that does not end well. But I think there's something else that's happening that the financial press, for the most part, is missing. And that's the fact that we probably have a stock market that has been propped up by too much easy money over the past several years by the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. And when you have a bubble in your economy, well, sooner or later, bubbles do tend to pop. So if you have I guess we should call it a fragile stock market, because people don't know to what extent are stock prices real and to what extent are they propped up by easy money. Mm-hmm. The combination of a fragile stock market with a lot of saber rattling on protectionism, I think that's what's causing people to be very, very nervous. So in effect, there's a glut of money out there, and people just aren't sure, they're not confident, well, is this asset really at the right value or not?
Uh-huh. So you're saying that we're still dealing with the effects of the quantitative easing of the previous administration. Thank you very much, Janet Yellen.
Definitely. Here's an analogy that I just wrote about the other day on my blog. In 1981, July of 1981, a recession started. That was during the Reagan administration. Does anybody blame that recession on Reagan? Of course not, or at least they shouldn't, because that recession was the inevitable consequence of the easy money policies and inflation that we had in the late 1970s. If anything, Reagan should be heartily applauded for having the moral courage to say, okay, we need to wean this inflation out of the system and get our economy back on a good footing. He did that. So it could very well be that the financial weakness that we're suffering today is completely a consequence of the easy money policies that we had during the Obama administration.
Exactly. Well, and we'll have to see if the economic policies going forward are going to do something, because we still have to figure out what to do with, what, $6 trillion worth of printed money that the Feds gave us, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's very easy to start a bubble. It's never fun when the bubble pops.
Well, Dan Mitchell, co-founder of the Center for Freedom and Prosperity, has been with us. Dan, as always, appreciate the insight. Thank you so much for the time, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
In these uncertain